Welcome. You're about to embark on a journey of sound. A sound you can relate to, yet not one often highlighted in a state that boasts of 10,000 lakes and the call of a lonely loon floating across the still waters on a warm summer evening. The sound you'll hear today is the music that penetrates your very soul, the blues. I'm Mr. Jack, and I'll be your host and tour guide as we cruise the Minnesota blues world and the artists who share the healing power of this musical genre. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack. Welcome aboard. Let's get this cruise underway.
Me on a cold, cold November evening, 1975, 839 North Rush Street, Chicago, Illinois, at the Cedar Apartment Hotel. That's where I lived when I was a young bum, a 21. That's a night and a place. But the woman I loved, ripped the heart out of my 21-year-old chest, threw it to the ground, and stepped on it with the red Ferragamo pumps. As she was leaving me, this is what she said. She said, I'm moving on with my life. She said, I'm moving on richer with my life. California, didn't get a brand new start. Yeah, she left for California, didn't get a brand new start. Well, she left me in Chicago to nurse a broken heart.
Thank you.
That was Reverend Raven and the Chain-Smoking Altar Boys with a song entitled, She's Moving On. So what does a band based out of Wisconsin have to do with Minnesota blues? Well, it's close. No, that's not the reason. Actually, we are going to hear from bands from all over the country today on our Minnesota Blues Cruise. That's right, I'll tell you why. Summer in this upper Midwest state is the prime time of the year. Actually, it's pretty much the only time of the year that we can attend outdoor musical festivals. And coming up in a few weeks is probably the largest blues outdoor festival in the land of 10,000 Lakes. Reverend Raven is the first headliner for one of the 3 days of this festival. I'm referring to the Bayfront Blues Festival held in beautiful and scenic Duluth, Minnesota at the Bayfront Festival Park. August 10th through the 12th is when this is happening, and it's not only one of the largest music festivals in the state, but in my opinion, one of the very best blues festivals a person could attend. I'll get into some more details on that a little later on, but first let's get back into some more music of the artists that are performing at the 2018 Bayfront Blues Fest. On Saturday night, the headliner is Johnny Rawls, who has won and been nominated for numerous awards over the years. We're going to hear a tune off his Waiting for a Train album entitled California Shake. And we'll follow that with Sunday's headliner, Bernard Allison, with the title track of his latest release, Let It Go. A little sample of what you hear at the 2018 Bayfront Blues Fest in Duluth, Minnesota. And it's happening right now on Cruising the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
Shake. Thank you.
2018 happens to be the 30th annual Bayfront Blues Fest. I remember attending some of the very first Bayfront Blues Fests, and even some 30 years ago, I thought they had one of the best lineups in the country. Second maybe only to the Chicago Blues Fest, which is normally held in late May, early June, with attendees numbering up into the 500,000 range. But every year when I receive the Bayfront Blues lineup, I'm in awe at the talent that they're bringing in. Let's continue with some more tunes from the artists that will be performing at this year's fest. Starting out with Minnesota's very own Cena Earhart, along with a tune from her guest Alan Cole. And then we'll hear from James Armstrong in the title cut off his Guitar Angels album. More artists who are performing at the 2018 Bayfront Blues Fest on Cruising the Minnesota Blues with Mr. Jack.
Circles for a long time, waiting for the memories to slip my mind. I can see your smile start to fade away. There's nothing left for me to say. I just can't take another heartbreak. Thank you.
Insecurities, darling, will you just believe? If I could, I'd find a way to convince your heart to say, I wish I had just one more chance. Cause you were right, I was wrong. I shouldn't have always been gone. My demons kept me on my knees. I'm begging, darling, please believe. If I could, I'd find a way to convince your heart to say, I wish I had just one more chance, but it's too late to end.
This old guitar since I was 7 years old. It never let me down, just soothed my soul. But when I became a man, I could play fast, wild, and crazy. But the Lord wanted to slow me down. But I didn't listen, so he had a plan. And now I'm a two-finger guitar-playing man. But I got guitar angels looking after me. Guitar angels, with 16 melodies. It don't matter what you play, rock, country, or blues. Guitar angels will be there for you. Guitar angels. Just keep yourself open and you'll find the one who will be there to help you when you just can't go on. It might be Hendrix, SRV, or Collins and the Kings. They will always be near. They traded strings for wings. Guitar angels looking after me. Guitar angels with six-string melodies. It don't matter what you play, rock, country, or blues. Guitar angels will be there for you. You don't have to be dead and gone to be an angel. There are many among us here today. Those are my guitar angels I share with you. So keep your fingers loose. Try to feel what you play. It's a one-time gift. No one can take it away. So when you look up in the sky tonight, playing your favorite tune, remember who's up there watching you. Guitar angels looking after me. Guitar angels with six-string melodies. It don't matter what you play, rock, country, or blues. Guitar angels will be there for you.
Was Tommy Castro and the Painkillers with a song entitled Ride. Just one of the 30 acts that's on the slate for this year's 2018 Bayfront Blues Festival, held at the Bayfront Festival Park in scenic Duluth, Minnesota. Each year, nearly 20,000 fans are treated to more than 30 different acts on two stages at one of the region's most beautiful open-air venues. This is the 30th year of the Bayfront Blues Fest, and it's happening August 10th through the 12th, 2018. Carolyn Wonderland is another artist gracing the stage at the festival on Sunday afternoon. We're going to hear a tune entitled No Exception, and we'll follow that with another artist from Minnesota, Ross William Perry, who will be there on Friday afternoon. Also on Friday is Monster Mike Welsh and Mike Ledbetter, who just recently won an award for the Best Traditional Album of the Year. Goodbye Baby is a cut off their award-winning album entitled Right Place, Right Time. Some sneak peek listens to artists performing at the 2000 Bayfront Blues Fest in Duluth, Minnesota, today on our Minnesota Blues Cruise. Listening to various artists and acts that will be performing at one of the largest outdoors blues fests in Minnesota on August 10th through the 12th, 2018, and that is the Bayfront Blues Fest held in scenic Duluth, Minnesota. A couple of more Minnesota-based artists to perform at this year's fest will be the D. Miller Trio and Lisa Winger with Jeremy Johnson. We'll hear from both of these ladies, and then a tune from an organ-based band, a trio, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. You're listening to Cruising the Minnesota Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. Thanks for joining me today.
I'm a lady in the leopard print veil. Long time coming. Yeah, that's Too Slim and the Tail Draggers off their High Desert Heat album with a tune entitled Trouble. We've been listening to some acts that are going to be performing at the 2018 30th Annual Bayfront Blues Fest in Duluth, Minnesota. Hope you can make it out to hear some of these acts. This is Mr. Jack, and until next time, I'll catch you later.